It's that time of year, the dreaded performance appraisal. So, are you ready? Did you write clear goals at the beginning of the year? Did you give feedback on performance along the way? Do you have examples of performance that was above expectations and below expectations? Then what are you worried about? Oh, yeah, having the conversation. What are your conversations like? I remember that my conversations often ended up like negotiating a deal or a contract. Okay, I will omit the phrase delivered work late on 8 occasions if you accept a lower rating for that particular goal. Very good. Now, I will not budge on the final rating. However, in lieu of your request, I will add the lie that Michael is a pleasure to work with and he has a positive future in this organization. Or really, what I wanted to say was, please take Michael away from me when he posed for an internal transfer because I don't want the hassle. So clearly, I've learned a lot and changed a lot from when I first started giving performance appraisals, and a lot has changed in the performance review process. Today, I want to talk about how to have a performance review conversation that leverages neuroscience, which will create an approach response as opposed to an avoid response. What do we mean by approach versus avoid? The brain is programmed to minimize threats and maximize rewards. Performance review conversations can be perceived as threatening. And when the brain feels threatened, people are less likely to be open, collaborative, generate ideas, and even make decisions. So, how do we create this reward response where the performance review conversation feels like, well, a conversation? David Rock is a neuroscientist, and he created the SCARF acronym, which identifies 5 specific areas or needs that create either a threat or reward response. SCARF stands for status, certainty, autonomy, relatedness, or the feeling of having a connection with a person, and fairness. I'm not going to go deep into each one because I've done that in the past in a previous podcast, and you can look that up. But how do we implement these 5 dimensions in our performance review conversations? So here are your 5 tips for having positive performance appraisal conversations. For status, I might share that the person is a valuable member of the team, or I could emphasize what their strengths are, and without being disingenuous, of course. We create a threat response when we compare that person or rank that person with other people on the team. That negatively impacts their status. For certainty, it's important that people know where they stand. Don't be ambiguous. If they need to improve, share that clearly and share that you are confident that they can improve. We create a threat response when we avoid having the difficult conversations or blow things off. For autonomy, it's important that the person creates their own improvement plan, or at least contribute to it, or they have more of a say about how the work gets done and what gets done. As leaders, we have to be comfortable with letting go. Our way may not be the best way or the only way. We create threat responses when, even with the poorest performers, we don't let them have a say in their improvement plan. Relatedness is about building trust. Here we need to separate the performance from the person. Make sure you don't get personal with your constructive feedback, meaning don't judge them as a bad person. If people are performing poorly, you know it, and the rest of the team knows it. As a result, the poor performer will start to feel threatened, and then they will perform worse because the brain is not at its best. To create an approach response, you can share what you respect about them, what you like about them. There's always something that you can find that's positive. Finally, for fairness, it's important that the person feel heard, paraphrase, show genuine empathy. Also, there may be some bias you have and something you don't know, so you need to be open to it. You're going to create a threat response if you shut the person down, say things like, you know, it is what it is, or I wanted to give you a better rating, but I couldn't. And if something is not fair, as leaders, you have the responsibility to make it right. That's it. 5 tips for having a better performance review conversations. Remember, use the SCARF model. And if you're looking for training on performance appraisal best practices, please reach out to me at mendozaandobrien.com.